This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 11th. God's word for you today is, act on it. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 4, verse 20, and it says, but those last seeds, those sown into good soil, those people hear the word, accept it, meditate on it, act on it, and bear fruit. A crop 30, 60, or 100 times larger than the farmer dropped to earth. God says to us in James chapter 1, verse 25, but whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, the limitless life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. I know that it seems like we have been drinking from a water hydrant the past few days, and our minds are buzzing at the revealed counsel of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2, it is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. It is not the hearers or readers that are blessed. It is the men and women of action. You can give your subconscious mind a new blueprint by doing two things, by meditation in the word and by pre-sleep programming. Note that for meditation and pre-sleep programming to work in your life, you must act on it. Yesterday, I shared with you how deliberate I am with keeping my subconscious mind engaged with the right things, even while I am sleeping. Sometimes, sleep off listening to the word of God, and some other times, I just worship until I fall asleep. Remember, you are asleep, but your spirit, your mind is awake and alert. But when you fill it with worship or the word, guess what? Your mind is free to commune with your creator, your maker. You are at his feet all night, worshiping in his presence. It is impossible for you to wake up depressed. You change your life completely. How powerful is that? Before you sleep, focus on the picture of that house, that family you desire, that position or where you want your business to be. Then you speak the word of God concerning it and go to sleep. What this does is it brings you in unity with yourself because you have to be one with yourself to be limitless. In fact, the opposite of this is what doubt is. When there are multiple voices and divisions within a person, and that is what is limiting some people. Sometimes the conscious mind takes a position and the subconscious mind takes a different position. So, there is conflict within. Guess what? It is the subconscious mind that will win. We are not happy most times because we want the things in our conscious minds to win. However, if you do not program your subconscious mind deliberately, what do you expect? You will always get what is in your subconscious mind. You can become closer to God, powerful, spiritually, wealthy, and free from depression, anxiety, failures, and every limitation by reprogramming your subconscious mind and giving it a new blueprint for your life. Let us pray. Father, give me the grace to daily do these things deliberately in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.